Rex Kalamian, Raptors assistant coach, who joins us on the Andrew Walker Show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Are you still buzzing? What's your emotion level after those two home games in a row?
Well, you know what? They were solid games for us. And I'm trying not to buzz. I'm trying not to get too high or too low at any point in this series because there's a lot of emotional twists and turns. And, you know, in order to win this series or any series, you have to really take it game by game and not get too emotional about the wins or the losses. You know, had we done that, gotten emotional about it after the two losses at Cleveland, we would have come back with our heads down and been disappointed and wondering how we could possibly beat this team. But look, we persevered, we fought, we found ways to guard them, we found ways to score, and with the help of our unbelievable fan base, we won two in a row at home. And my feeling is that we now have a stranglehold on this series. We have to not give it back to the Cleveland Cavaliers. We have to take it and run with it.
Sports are a funny thing, Rex, because like, listen, I count myself in that group. I always thought this group was capable of winning a game in this series, but I say it on this show, winning a game in this series, one game, that's kind of the equivalent of winning a championship. That's how it looked after the first two games. But it's amazing. You guys don't feel that way. And guys like Kyle Lowry and competitors like DeMar DeRozan, they just don't look at things in those terms like I do or like a fan base does.
Well, I'm going to say this. Swagger and confidence and momentum are a funny thing. And when you have them on your side, you feel like you could accomplish anything. And when you have it, you don't ever want to give it back. You want the team that's trying to get it, they're going to have to rip it out of your hands. And right now, for us, we've got that swagger, that confidence, that momentum back, especially, like you said, Kyle and DeMar. Their shooting, their playmaking, their ability to drive the basketball where they want to on the floor. And coming off the first two series that we came out of, Indiana had an exceptional defensive game plan against us, with long athletes who really played very well defensively. Miami did the same thing. And now for these guys, I think they see a lot more space on the floor to be able to work with offensively. And they're driving the basketball. They're making great reads. Consequently, they're making a lot of their open shots.
When you look at a guy, I think the last time we talked was right after Jonas broke his hand in L.A. So we were talking about Bismack Biyombo with you, and he had a couple of good games in a row. And wouldn't you know it, Bismack Biyombo seems to be like the emotional straw that stirs this drink when the team is on the floor now, in terms of the energy and the tenacity and the defense. Was there a point this season where you could have foresaw a situation like this and a player like that playing such a huge role?
Well, yeah, when JV went out the first time with the broken hand earlier in the season, Biz stepped up. What was it, 22 games or something like that? Biz stepped up as a starter and really filled that void for us. He did a lot of great things. You know, for a guy that had not been, I guess, pushed into that position as a full-time starter, for him to step in and really play as well as he did, it kind of propelled us and got our season going a little bit into the run that we made, which eventually, you know, we ended up kind of going from, I don't know where we were, fifth or sixth in the East, all the way up to number two, and we kind of maintained it. But he is, you know, he's a quality person, and, you know, he has a spirit about him that's infectious, and it permeates through our entire team. Not only is he blocking shots and we're feeding off of his energy defensively, but he just does so much for us that people don't even see. You know, Biz has been great at home, and his challenge, and he knows this, is to do the same thing that he's done at home on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's easier sometimes for young players, and he's still considered a young player, to do really good, exceptional things at home. But when you start doing that same stuff on the road, now you become special. And he has the ability to be special.
And I feel that's, you know, we look at that, that's the challenge for everybody, right? The first two games, you come home and you lose by a combined 50 points, and then we know what's happened in games 3 and 4. How do you guys win on the road in Cleveland?
Well, we win with the same mentality that we came into games 3 and 4 with at home. We have to control the three-point shooting, right? We can't get emotional, like I said earlier, about the games, whether they take a little lead or we get up. We can't get too high or too low. We've got to keep playing possession by possession basketball. And that means keeping the three ball out of the game, which we've done for the most part, as they've been shooting it prior to our series, as well as they've been shooting it. It's so important for us to take away that three ball, make them shoot a lot of tough twos. And we're just going to really have to lock into our defensive game plan and stay true to who we are defensively. And that will help us offensively turn the basketball over, get out and run, and really kind of feed off of each other on the road, because, you know, you don't have that fan base on the road to kind of propel you and help you do certain things. You're going to have to really rely on your teammates and your coaching staff and, you know, the people that you travel with to help you through some of those moments.
Rex Kalamian, our guest on the Andrew Walker Show, Toronto Raptors assistant coach. Raptors tie the series up at 2, the Eastern Conference Final with Cleveland. Game 5 goes tomorrow in Ohio. Was there a moment, and did it come like in Game 3? Did something happen in Cleveland? Like, and again, from a fan perspective, we look at the Cavaliers, and listen, we know LeBron is all world, but after those first two games, you know, there's Kyrie, and there's Kevin Love, and there's J.R. Smith, and they look unbeatable. They look like an NBA champion. Did you have to convince yourself a little bit, or did you see something, Rex, as a team where you kind of realize this group's mortal? Like, they bleed. They can be beaten.
Well, I know it seems like that, doesn't it? After their first 8-game series, they're 4-4 where they just kind of swept their first 8 games, and then they play us, and they sweep us at home, and then we come home. We're like, gosh, this team hasn't lost in a while. How are we going to beat them? What we really did is we went back, and we kept saying, there's a way to beat them. And we have to find that method. How are we going to get them? We have to find the defensive scheme that's going to be able to cover all the things that they do so well offensively. And I wouldn't say there's any one time or any one thing we did. I think it's just a belief in each other and a belief in our system that we'll be able to come out and make adjustments. And every game you're making adjustments from the last game. And we were able to do that after the first 2 games. We knew that home was going to be good for us because of our fan base and our crowd, but we didn't want to rely on that. We knew we had to still come out. And I would say the first 5 minutes of that Game 3, when we came out, we made a few baskets and we got the crowd on our side and we just kind of felt good. We knew that we would be able to have a chance to win that game. And, you know, fortunately for us, we kept the lead throughout that game. We kind of pushed through Game 3 and then the same thing with Game 4. Even when, you know, they came up and went ahead on us last night, we didn't give in to the game. We didn't give in to who they are. We continued to play and made plays. And we've made, you know, what you said, like Kevin Love, he looked like he could not miss prior to our series. And even the first 2 games, same thing with Channing Frye. They're making a ton of shots, and we never give up. And that's the thing with us, is that if we continue to play and play through each defensive possession 24 seconds, we'll find a way to win the game at the end.
Yeah, when Channing Frye is looking like Steph Curry, sometimes you wonder, what can you do, right?
He's been pretty good. I'll tell you what, you know, I'm surprised he's been traded as many times as he has. But again, last night he's 4-for-8 from the 3-point line, and he's hard for our 5 men to cover because he plays the center spot. But our center, as you know, Biz, he's always in the paint. He's trying to, you know, trying to track the basketball and block shots in the paint. So it's been tough for him to be able to be in the paint and also get outside the 3-point line to challenge Frye.
So JV probably could have gone a little bit for you last night, and it works out perfectly that you didn't have to use him, and you get a couple extra days, and maybe he plays a role in Game 5 here, the most important game in this team's franchise history. You know, wouldn't you know it? What is the ideal usage, the ideal situations that you can use him in from your perspective?
Well, like I said, you know, with Tristan Thompson at 5, we could play our traditional bigs. JV and Biz could play that position. But when they go smaller and they put Channing Frye on the perimeter, he stretches the defense so much. It's very difficult for both of our 5s, JV included, to have to get out to him to challenge a 3-point shot, and especially when they put Love at 5. So they have a distinct advantage where they're shooting 3s, and most of them would be wide open. Our advantage would be to post JV on those guys, and sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. So it's going to have to be a game-by-game and feel for what we need and how we could fit him in. But, you know, the playoffs, The playoffs are based on, you know, right now, who's playing well, how we're playing, and the next man up theory. If somebody gets hurt, somebody else has to be ready to step in. And we've seen so many contributors throughout our first two series and now into this series. Norman Powell was starting for us when we started the playoffs. Think about that. Helped us come in game, five, I believe, against Indiana to come from behind and with a big steal and a dunk and win that game. You know, we have a lot of guys that have stepped up and done a lot of things. And I think JV will do the same thing when he's back in and playing again.
Good stuff. You know what? It took a while, but I think we're really feeling it, Rex. You have the attention finally. You had the attention of a city. I think now you have the attention of a country and even south of the border, two countries.
We're trying to get the attention of the league as well.
Sure.
We want people to know that we're playing very good basketball in Toronto, Canada, and we want to continue this. And we have championship habits. And we have championship players, and we're going to try to work our way to the NBA Finals if we can. It's going to be very, very difficult, but we're going to keep working.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people that you know, doubted it after game two. One of them was Evan Fournier of the Orlando Magic. He was one of those guys that tweeted, "There's no way this team wins a game." And he's coming on next hour to apologize, so we'll grill him for you.
We can't worry. We can't listen to all the noise. Our country can't listen to it, our city, our team, our organization. We have to worry about what's being said within our building, within our walls. And if we do that, we stay true to our process, we're going to be okay in this series.